Hello there, this is the Target Files and a special podcast as today is going to be announced who the 13th Doctor is.
Excellent. Hello, this is Mike in Swansea.
And hello, this is Alex in Exeter.
Yes, we had that teaser trailer on Friday, didn't we, Al? I've noticed online a lot of people have said it was shot very cinematically in a sort of 2-to-1 scale, probably to move into line with the move now of a lot of TVs to ultra 4K HD. Do you think that was behind their decision, Al?
That would be very interesting, but I watched it yesterday, and it's a very sort of what's going to happen trailer. Sort of, I know people have been mentioning it's a lot of things involving number 10, so is that a sort of David Tennant connection to Broadchurch with the whole Jodie Whittaker thing that's being maybed about her being the next Doctor?
Yes, that there's various elements. Somebody online actually did a mock-up of an acronyms of all the things that were shown, and apparently it spelt the word Marshall, but, you know, we're very creative.
That's more interesting, because we just keep getting... I know it's down to three now, is what they're saying, which is Jodie Whittaker, Chris Marshall, and Alexander Bladhurst are the three, I think.
Yeah, Alexander Vlahos, I think he tweeted earlier this morning that it's not him, but he wishes best of luck to whoever it is, so I can't see that being a major double bluff now, unless, you know, he's very clever.
You never know with the whole Doctor Who land, it could be anything. But I think Jodie Whittaker would be an interesting one, because he's about the right age, and, you know, it'd be really good to have a woman, I think, personally. Not to the whole it's a woman, because it'd just be good, I think.
Ben Whishaw's odds have shortened in the last few hours. What are we looking at? 4 o'clock now in the UK, GMT, on this Sunday. What's the date? Al, 16th, isn't it?
Yeah, 16th.
So, yeah, looking forward. We've got Roger Federer on the TV, just had his trophy, doing his speech now. So, unless he announces himself as the new Doctor, then hopefully it'll be along soon.
Hopefully it'll be on soon, because they're just getting to the end of the Wimbledon final in England, and it's meant to be straight after the men's, or hope if not at 6:30 our time.
Yes, very exciting days, isn't it, Al? I actually watched... I had the tennis on the computer screen, but I had the Doctor Falls on, and that got me sort of ready emotionally for saying goodbye to PCAP at Christmas.
Oh, really? Well, I had the Big Finish podcast on to see if anybody mentioned anything, as well as the tennis, and not a great deal coming out of them about it.
No, I do think that Chibnall's done this really well, because we really generally don't have an idea that he's thrown so many names into the mix, or allowed so many names to get into the mix, that it's going to be a genuine surprise, isn't it?
Oh, totally. I think if it goes down to the wire, like they reckon it's going, it could be a woman, it could be a bloke, it could be anything. That's really what we want, you know. Cause, you know, when you get these sort of big sort of hoo-ha performance, you know, I knew it was going to be Peter Capaldi last time. It was sort of so inevitable. This one, I haven't got a clue, really.
Yes, looking back, of course, in the new series, Eccleston quit, didn't he, just shortly after the broadcast of Rose, the first episode, and we sort of knew it was going to be Tennant then. I think they wanted to try and keep that a secret. And then Matt Smith sort of came right down in the odds, didn't he? Very shortened, sort of the Friday before he was announced. And then I think Capaldi was first mentioned on the Saturday morning before a Sunday reveal. So, yeah, so many different names this time. I just hats off to Chibnall so far anyway for what he's done.
Definitely. I think the fact that, you know, it's a different era, because, you know, with the whole from Chris Eccleston to David Tennant, you didn't know, there wasn't Twitter and Facebook as much as it is now, and that sort of managed to be quite good. And I think Chris Chibnall's done a really good one here, where you don't know at all who it's going to be.
Yeah, promo-wise, interesting, we saw the key sort of in a sort of strange ornamental stone dish, didn't we? Do you think perhaps we'll see the hand picking up of the new person?
I think there's going to be something related to the key and the TARDIS and something like that. I think into this, what we're going to get tonight, it's going to be important. And I think you'll get, like, I think what you're going to get is what we've already seen, that trailer we've already seen, but with one extra scene added, I think.
Yes, the great thing about Doctor Who is we're going to want to know straight away when this was filmed, aren't we, as fans? We're going to want to know where it was filmed. Did they go abroad for it? You know, there's a lot of British iconography in the White Cliffs of Dover, or was it Beachy Head in the trailer, which was very evocative of Broadchurch, of course, Chibnall's former show.
Oh, most definitely. It's definitely going to be sort of analysed. This is why it's been analysed a lot, that the clip thing has already on YouTube. There's like several videos already, and, you know, it's really good, because we want to know more. We want to know where it's filmed. We want to know if it was like done a week or two ago, or done now, really.
Well, I have the recorder on. I have the picture on, ready to take the Target Files logo picture we're going to put up. I'm going to knock that up quickly.
Oh, good.
To get this up as quick as possible. Welcome to the Tennis Target Files this week, folks.
We're on the tennis.
Discussing the Target novelisation of the 2017 Wimbledon men's final. Written by Terence Dix.
Oh, I love the Terence Dix.
It was a bit of a Doctor Who like story because it seemed like he had quite a serious injury, Kilic, halfway through, didn't he? And he came back, he fought back.
It was a big one. Have you thinking it might go to, you know, longer and longer, but it didn't.
I thought he might have actually regenerated into Rafa Nadal to finish the game, but
you never know.
Oh, yes. Number 13. Yes.
Right, here we go. About time.
Oh, promo. With the grass.
So I'm moving to the room again.
Someone's walking.
Now you're behind, not we're ahead. We're obviously ahead on your sky.
It's somebody in a hoodie, very tall, from the side.
Here we go.
Looking quite female-like, Al. From a distance, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Quite tall. Although, they're doing this well. There's a key in their hand. Is it a male hand or is it a female hand?
You're ahead. Keep talking.
It's Jodie Whittaker! I've recognised her eyes.
Jodie Whittaker!
Yeah. Wow! Wow!
He has done it!
He's done it! Well done! I saw her eyes and I recognised.
Cool.
Oh, well done. History's made, folks. Jodie Whittaker. Wow!
There you go, Jodie Whittaker.
Wow!
Just been announced.
Really happy now, Alice, a female. Really saw her in Broadchurch. Very, very, very impressive. Alex is slightly prone, sorry, in his coverage, folks. Very, very impressed. Very bold move, very brave move. To be honest, seen her in Broadchurch, which was. Yeah, seen her in Broadchurch, which was a drama, of course. But I know she's done some sci-fi stuff recently, but wow. Well done, Chibnall. History made. Well done. Happy with the choice. Fantastic. Can you think of anything immediately, Al, you've seen her in before?
We have to say Broadchurch is the main thing she's really done, where she plays the sort of the mum with the child who gets killed in the first series. And her performance in that is fantastic.
Yeah, I think a Yorkshire accent is her real accent, but she had the sort of Dorset, Broadchurch was based, wasn't it? She had an excellent accent for that, and I've seen her interviewed with her natural Yorkshire accent, so will she play it sort of slightly more RP, slightly more sort of Mockney like Tennant, or perhaps she'll keep the Yorkshire? That'll be very interesting, Al.
It'll be very interesting, because Maxine Peake does that sort of slightly more posh version of her voice, doesn't she?
Absolutely, Al, absolutely. Sorry, just updating Twitter as we go along, folks, so... great one to look forward to, folks, isn't it? I'm going to go back and watch it a little bit now. I've had it on record. Looks fabulous. Yeah, she looks very blonde in it. I think it's a David Tennant era TARDIS, Al.
Oh, it is the David Tennant era. I thought it was being something because of the Broadchurch link.
That is fantastic. So I guess the odds did go up. They put Ben Whishaw in, but very well done. Very well marketed,
it
folks.
It just sneaked out yesterday because everybody suddenly went, oh, Jodie Whittaker's the favourite in the odds. I just think it's so good, but it's just going to get so much. Between now and Christmas, it's going to get so much slanting.
Oh, yeah, just from idiots, quite frankly, folks, you know, just get over it. She's going to be fabulous.
Get over it. It's the 21st century. The Doctor can become a woman and will be as good like Missy was.
Absolutely, Al. Absolutely.
And that was the whole test case. It obviously worked because that was the whole, you know, Missy, if the master can be a mistress, then the doctor can be a woman.
Yes, we've known that Peter announced he was quitting in January, so it's been a long audition process. Chibnall's obviously been very impressed by audition, her work ethic, what he's seen from her in Broadchurch before, her range in the role. So, yeah, looking forward to this.
So am I now. It's going to be a really interesting season with Chris Chibnall. I know he was allowed to do what he wanted, but they've obviously really went with yes, because that was a whole bluff about 4 months ago. They went, oh, the BBC will never have a woman doctor.
Yeah, and leads me to think, Al, will we have a male companion, similar age to her? Do you think a younger man?
I think that would work well, unless they're going to keep Bill.
Absolutely, that's true, yeah. Not definite from Pearl yet, is it?
No, it's not definite, unless they're going to keep Bill and really sort of rank up the female-female side, basically.
Yeah, a lot of really happy reflections on Twitter, thankfully, I'm looking at the moment, Al. I haven't seen anything bad in our timeline yet.
We live in a 21st century. That's the point of Doctor Who. It's always been, you know, doing something a bit new and keeping it fresh.
Yeah, and boy, did they keep us waiting for that announcement this afternoon, but well worth it, I think.
God, yeah, I know. We did have to go through nearly like 30 minutes of hanging, but it was worth the wait.
The First Lady, hopefully the first of many in the future.
Yeah, I don't see why not, because he's a really good actress. It just says, why not now?
So that was a pretty happy Target Files today, folks. Just a short one today, but given our reactions...
A short one, but very happy from that reaction.
Please do let us know at DW Target Files on Twitter handle and Facebook. Check for the Doctor Who Target Files podcast and leave us a message. And next time, Al, we are going to be reviewing. Do you remember, mate?
Next time, we will be reviewing Galaxy 4, the audiobook and the Target File book.
Yes, written by William Ames, a missing First Doctor William Hartnell story. And audiobook performed by Maureen O'Brien, yeah, who, of course, played Vicky in the series back in the 60s. But a fantastic day for Doctor Who's future, the announcement of Jodie Whittaker as the first female incarnation of the Time Lord.
It's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that now.
And we shall have all the regular Who's news about Jodie's appointment on the next episode, probably being recorded the week after next. I think Al gives
That's
us a chance
exactly right. Yeah, the week after next,
to have done. A good listen. But great day for Doctor Who, folks. Really looking forward to the future again now. And one more left for Peter at Christmas, of course. And then on to the Jodie Whittaker, Chris Chibnall era. All the best now. Bye from Mike in Swansea.
And bye from Alex in Exeter.
There you go, Jodie Whittaker, the 13th Doctor Who.